This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. While searching for calorie-controlled meals, I chanced upon Diet Monster. And in my search, I found out about foodpreneur Chai Cafe, who started Bantu 26 in 2006 and then Diet Monster in 2016. What's the inspiration behind these businesses? We're going to find out now. Good morning, Faye. Good to be Cafe, yeah?
Good morning, Freda.
Good morning. It's so good to speak to you. I want to ask you as well, right, Cafe? You've got two different types of food offerings, right? There's Ban 26, which is Thai food, and then Diet Monster, right? What inspired you to start Diet Monster 10 years later?
As you know, that I'm actually in the F&B for about 15 years now. So at the same time, I'm also into fitness, gym, workouts, and I'm being very active. So knowing that diet is a core to achieve the body goals and not to optimum the stamina and performance. So I'm starting to prep meals on just for my own consumptions, for like just a healthy prep meal. And by doing that, I'm seeing that business opportunity where it's not many people. Not many companies are doing to us supplying our this healthy food delivery, healthy food. So then I'm starting to wear a small batch, a small scale that's on the sharing kitchen with my assisting Ban 26 kitchen. Just on a small batch to start supplying to small gyms and also like those friends that I know. Yeah, so slowly and by growing and there's a demand and we're seeing that sales are coming in. And then since then we start to have an independent kitchen and then a new team to start to grow Diet Monster.
Right. So it was from, and then it's still in the same central kitchen, but you need a separate team. But it was like, why not just maximize the kitchen, right?
For the start, it was a sharing kitchen. And when the sales was growing and then the eventually sharing kitchen doesn't work, that it can't cope with the volume of these both businesses. So I'm actually moved to another new kitchen. And started with a small team, and then now we have about 18 to 20 staff like operating the business actually.
Okay, so one was very interesting. You said that you supplied to gyms, right? Was that a large part of your business? And if that was the case, I'm sure it affected your business.
For the start, when we supplied to the gyms, it wasn't really a big volume. Then we started to do like direct online order. So it's basically online order and delivery. That's actually our main volume or our main sales channels, which is direct from the website in a way.
Right. Okay. So I want to ask you as well, what behavior did you see happening during the pandemic in terms of people ordering? You know, are people more concerned about their health, that sort of thing? What did you see in terms of the ordering patterns during the pandemic?
During the pandemic, since we have pandemic, like the MCO 1, 2 and 3 started since last year, March, I would say that our sales is actually growing. There's growth from last year. 2020, and then for 2021, the current situation or the current market set, our sales is still sustainable. In a way, I would say that people instead of their diets on based on like workout gyms and all that. People are more concerning so in terms of the health. So we're also diverting to in terms of our meals to have more like eat well menus for those who want to to have a better immune system with a better food. Yeah, and also same times that even during this pandemics, that gyms are not open, we can still go on diet to, you know, to maintain our body weights. And
right. Okay. So it was, people were still, and the thing is, you've always been online, so which was great.
Yeah. Sure.
Right. Were there ever plans to open a restaurant, or that was never your strategy?
I think that we were not. Yeah, we have no intention to do any physical restaurant or dine-in. I would say those are, we'll still focus on online order and delivery.
Mm. Okay, why the name Diet Monster?
Okay, well, this is actually, the name is actually, the name is actually came from me that, of course, you have to be thinking about what's the most catchy brands among, so of course, we have the diet, and that monster, it just come into, you know, those beasts, and I mean, those beasts or gym people, and these are the monster that we can actually, to probably, how to say it.
They want to build their muscles. They want to be monsters, right? What about Ban 26, right? How is that surviving? That's your physical restaurant.
I would say that during pandemic is actually quite difficult, because we still do takeaways, but the volume is insufficient to cover our overheads and to sustain our operations. So we are actually, especially this time on this MCO 3.0, where the restaurants were closed like more than 3 months.
Right.
So our same goes to us, like no dine in. So we were quite struggling on towards the third month that the cash flows is like drying up and so on. But I would say that even though say for an established restaurant like us, like for 15 years, I would say that it is also quite difficult. But luckily that we survived. And now it's reopened for dine-in. We can see the customer are coming back, and then the sales is also growing now.
Right. You know, when you started Diet Monster, right? Is there, okay, just looking at competition, is there anyone doing something similar to yours? You know, and how would you say yours is different?
Right. Do I like to say brands or not? Do I like to mention any competitors' brand? Up to me, right? When we started that, I will say that there are a few key players like Dharmakan, and then we were very small at the time, and then there are also others, few competitors in the market, and we have been very active in this bodybuilding and fitness industry that we penetrate to all these competitions. So we started on our brandings, and then on the differentiation. What makes Diet Monster really stand out is actually that we're not only doing like clean, healthy food, that we same time it's just delicious, clean and healthy food. Because of my background, I know about food. So that make a big difference with us, that with the competitors in a way. And same time also that we are very focused in terms of the meals that we offer, like we have this muscle gain, weight loss, eat fast and all that. So we drive that to the targeting to the niche market, a more specific market to people, to cater to the people who want to achieve the specific goal.
Right. Do you have a nutritionist to help you with, you know, the food count, the calorie count and all the other measurements?
Yeah. We do have a certified nutritionist that in our in-house nutritionist to give consultations. Same time also, you know, to design and to do the nutrition calculations of each of the meals. So we have like example, like a weight loss, that would be how many calories, and then there would be like we have like for muscle gain, it'll be like how many calories that they have, like a framework to work with.
Right. I'm here with Chai Cafe from Diet Monster and also Ban 26. We'll continue our conversation after this. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with foodpreneur Chai Cafe, who started Ban 26 in 2006 and then Diet Monster in 2016. Two different kind of food offerings. One is a physical restaurant. One goes online and they look at healthy meals, right? Now, you know, for people, so when I went to your website, right, they are goal-based meal plans, right? And you have options for muscle gain, weight loss, carb and no carbs, and people who want to eat well. So you have these options, right? What has been most popular in terms of what people are ordering?
It's always the weight loss menu or the weight loss category. Yeah, that is, I would say that probably is about 60%, 70% of our contributions, yeah, for soft on the weight loss.
Right. Do you also have vegan options?
We have some small selections for vegans, but we probably plan to also come up with these vegans categories to cater for the vegans, yeah.
Right, because that's also a growing market, right? Now, how long can the food last?
Right. Basically, we have like two packagings. Like we have like the vacuum pack and a black box. So for a vacuum pack, it can stay, it can last in the freezer and store and last in the freezer for up to 3 months. And say for the black box, if you store in the chiller, it can up to 5 days, and in the freezer can up to a month. So it's very easy. People can just buy and stock up as much as the storage in the freezer. And then they can just, if they want to eat it, they just can take it out. And then if they want to thaw, and they can just do a reheat in the microwave, yeah.
Right. So that's quite clever, right? And how long did you come up with the concept of vacuum pack and box? Like, you know, to think about this, was this from the beginning you already have that option, or along the way you find out, oh yeah, let's put this in vacuum pack?
Yeah. For the start, I only have like this normal packaging, like the PP. We call it as a PP container that we usually get the takeaway boxes. So at the time school, because we understand that people really need to. We understand that the shelf life of the food is important. Especially the excuse of diet is always said, oh, I can't get the food. I don't have time. And I'm giving all the excuses. Yeah, no time, and then I don't know where to get it. So I think understanding the kind of so-called excuses of, yeah, it's basically that not to fulfill the gap of that, so that we totally understand that shelf life is important, especially to have the freshness, same time convenient and easy for our customer. So we started to have the vacuum pack first, actually. So when we have the vacuum pack, then next after that we introduce the black box, which is quite convenient that people can actually to heat up with the container in the microwave in like 2 to 4 minutes and just stir and serve in a way, yeah.
Right. So you were saying that when people weight loss is the most popular, what, and you have your one day meal, what are the different plans that you have?
We do have as small as like one meal, and we do have also like those who want to try to have like a five meal starter pack, and we even have like then we have 7 days, 14 or 20, 21 meals, and we also have like that for the plans for 30 days for 60 and 90 meals. So the different, like for example, like a month, like 60 and 90 meals, and it's the recommendations of number of meal per day, is either 2 or 3 meals a day. Yeah.
Right. So I was just, because I do the calorie count. Okay, I can have 4 of this. If my calorie intake is 1,200 calories, I can have a few of this, right? So I think it's just brilliant, because like it's not just calorie counting, but you take into account the amount of carbs in it, protein in it, and all that, right? So how wide is your selection? You know, I mean, if you took at all your SKUs, right, how many types do you have?
I would say that we have, total the menu, we have more than 100 menus. But in terms of protein, I would say that the flavors of, for example, chicken protein, we have 6 to 8 flavors. And beef, we have about 5. And fish, we have like, say, salmon, sea bass, and tilapia. So each will have about 2 to 3 flavor. So what makes the menu varieties is basically to create a balanced meal. We have like protein and the carbs. Is either the carb or like the base, or like vegetable base, and then so we actually mix match the carb the base and the protein and the vegetable, so that it comes up to like, you know, multiple menus for to cater for different goals in a way. So what we mostly play around is actually that when we design a menu, that we will look into the base, which is actually the carb base or the vegetable or the no carb base, so to cater, like, for example, like weight loss, we always want to go for low carb or no carbs in that sense. So then you have a protein to go with, so that it's like one meal in the, or a man, one menu, so one SKU.
Right, okay. And, you know, have you been experiencing year-on-year growth for Diet Monster?
Yeah, I would say, definitely, yes. It's like we started since 2016, and then seeing the growth, that especially the growth like 2020, it was a challenging year, but we managed to also increase the sales, and also that towards this year the sales is sustainable, and we can foresee and the growth or a better growth for the coming years.
Right. Okay. Are you planning to go outside the Klang Valley?
We already outside the Klang Valley in a way that we are doing outstation delivery. It is still like one central kitchen. What we do is actually we have this vacuum packed and with dry ice and foam box. So we send out to the host of Menanjung, Malaysia, using our outsourced logistic agent. Yeah. So, what is actually how we started on the outsourcing delivery? Also, that we received demands. That's demands from outstation inquiries, and the people was asking when you deliver to Penang, Johor, and all that. So it's like, okay, we have to do this. So that we started with our outstation packagings, where usually it takes about 3 days for a customer to order. And once we ship out, they will arrive usually the next day. So food-wise, everything will still are in good condition.
Right. So they will, especially now you can give them in the vacuum pack. You can send outside the Klang Valley. Yeah? So not to East Malaysia yet?
Not yet. Also, we have inquiries from East Malaysia. But we are not ready yet to cross over that. I think you probably need to set up another kitchens or another distribution channels to cater for the East Malaysia. And we also have inquiry like from Singapore, so has been always asking where you're going to be there and Brunei. So we say that okay, we just feel that Malaysian market is still much for us to feel that we want to just focus on the Malaysian markets for now. And then in future, so I think that next we probably look into like in Singapore, there's happening to be a chance, yeah.
Okay, I think I think like in Singapore, you probably have to start there, I don't know. But anyway, so it's so interesting. And if you look at Peninsula Malaysia, so as usual, the Penang, the Johor, the bigger cities that are interested in your food. So growth plans is looking at just focusing on growing Malaysia. Then after that, yeah, Singapore, Brunei, and East Malaysia next.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. And I guess like, you know, future plans for the brand Diet Monster, other than going regional, what else do you see the opportunities for Diet Monster?
I would say that we'll still focus on food. That is what we have been started. The coming plans that I think that, as you said, that we want to do in terms of the market expansion. I think what we need to want to do to market expansion. And we also looking at also a takeaway kiosk, right? A takeaway kiosk or store that basically that people like can just grab and go. I would say that grab and go store so to be placed in probably like this office buildings, so I think that it would be something that we are looking at instead of having dining restaurant, it's a grab and go.
Right. Okay. I think that concept will work. You know, so because you can just grab and go, take it back to the office, put in the microwave oven, and you're set. I think that's a great growth strategy, and Barn 26 will, I guess, continue when the market opens.
Yeah. So that, as I said, now we have been open like the dine-in since 20th August, and then we're seeing our customers are coming back, and then it's back alive again. And for Bun 26, because the brand itself has been established that we are like serving like the best tom yum in town in a way. So I just also hope that by next year there's a chance, you know, to probably do have an expansion on Bun 26. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And, you know, fantastic, you know, for you, because, you know, you've been around for 15 years as it is. So all the best with both your ventures and many more ventures. I've been speaking to Chai Cafe, and you've been listening to Open for Business BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.